The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry. But those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known at the passage about the bush, when he called out, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And he is not God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive." The Gospel of the Lord. Sunday 32C has rolled around again, and it's the two stories that I cannot seem to draw any conclusion of why they're put together in the same Mass, except that they use the word seven. The number seven seems to deal prominently in both accounts. Try as hard as I might, I cannot find any relation between eating pork and getting married. And I can't imagine a world without bacon. But if you look at the text, the two texts are very, very interesting, each in and of themselves. The first one with the Maccabees family, this horrible story of torture and death, simply because they learned from their parents, apparently, that the resurrection life after this life on earth was worth living for. And it was worth dying for. You see, at the time of Jesus, and the Maccabees comes with like maybe a century and a half before the birth of Christ. So this is relatively contemporary to Jesus. At his time, there was not really belief in the resurrection or any kind of life after this one. Some people believed, some people did not. Even in the gospel today, it says some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward. But the fact of the matter is, it was still a debate even among the Pharisees and the Levites. There was not an official teaching in the Jewish religion that there was a life after this life. And so there were a lot of people that just simply lived without hope. So that makes the story of the Maccabees especially poignant, doesn't it? Because a lot of people don't even understand why they're doing this. Who cares, right? In fact, it seems a lot like the world today, a lot of the world today. Because oftentimes, even we who believe in heaven, in a life after this, we go about our day not really thinking too much about it. I think if we lived our lives more according to that perspective from heaven, we would watch what we're doing and say, hey, that's not so good. Well, then we've got the story in the gospel where the Sadducees that don't even believe in the resurrection are making a mockery out of trying to understand, you know, whose wife this poor woman would be. She went through seven brothers. I mean, it says finally she died, and I just heaved a sigh of relief. Thank God. That's over, right? But the law would say that the oldest is the one to inherit the property, and this was his wife, so now it's up to the second son to step up, and this is just the way it was. And is it, they were trying to point out how the law doesn't necessarily fit faith. Not a surprise either to us. But the point of that story is, I believe, that Jesus actually begins to speak about the resurrection. It is a real thing. If you had any doubts, and if you believe in Jesus, then you know that there is a life after this life, that the resurrection is very real. And he even describes it. He says, the children of this age marry and remarry. But those who are deemed to attain, those who are in heaven, in the resurrection of the dead, are not married or given in marriage. Now, that's not to say husbands and wives, or people maybe who have lost a husband and wife, that makes that relationship or that love any less. All that says is that, well, there's a Lutheran pastor, theologian, that I really enjoy talking with. And he says, look at it like this. He says, because the question always comes up, well, is my pet going to be with me in heaven? You know, is my dog, is my cat going to be there? The answer is, well, no, not physically. But the experience, every experience of joy and happiness and fondness and everything that you knew in this life, those will all be part of your experience in heaven. So yeah, the presence will be there, but the fur and the bones might not. The point is that heaven is the place where everything's perfect, and earth is the place where everything is not. And so Jesus wants us to recognize that the resurrection is, in fact, real. They can no longer die. They are like angels, not they are angels. People get that one mixed up. But they are children of God because they are the ones who will rise. And in this, he has to be thinking about himself with these words. The children of God are the ones who arise. And by the way, he's thinking, I'm about to prove that to you because I'm going to rise from the dead. And then you will see in me the truth of all of God's teaching. That in fact he has made you and called you to himself for something that's better than what we have right now. This is also Vocations Awareness Weekend, actually the whole week. And at all the other masses, well, not the fives, 5 o'clock tonight and 5 o'clock tomorrow night, but we've got sisters coming to speak for vocations. And all I want to say is, any of you young people out there who might be interested in a role in the church with a vocation as a priest or as a sister or as a brother or as a deacon, the benefit package is out of this world. But you have to look at it from the perspective of heaven, right? It's delayed satisfaction in many cases. I'm not saying the priesthood is that much different from being married. I know a lot of married couples and I think, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I'm a priest. But the point is, I think, that if we were to look at our life here from the perspective of beyond, attitudes would change. People would really get excited about what is to come, I believe. So that's what I'd like us to have as our prayer today. Help us to open our hearts. Help us to see our life from the perspective of heaven, the joy that is to come, even though we might not be experiencing it at the present moment.